Phil talked about how Speedy's their defense. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the defense has always been fast. We know they have the D lineman that is real fast, and the secondary, you know, they're real smart. They've been playing together for a while.
Kevin, do you have to prepare as if Sanders is going to play? How does that affect what they do?
Well, in our eyes, he's going to play. And so, you know, that's how we're preparing, like he's going to play.
How much of a difference does it make when he's in there as opposed to when he's not?
I think everybody's seen that a couple of years ago when he was out for a couple of games, maybe five or six games, and he came back and how the defense performed. But at the same time, for my eyes, the defense performed real well Monday night.
It's kind of strange to face them. Usually when you guys face each other, you're both defeated. You're sort of playing for AFC supremacy. They've really gotten off to a slow start. Is it odd to face them under these?
It's a non-factor. We know each other. We're going to play our butts off to win a game, and that's just the way it is.
Does it seem more like a divisional matchup almost because you guys play each other so many times?
Well, it's always that way to us. You know, we always, when this game comes up, I think both sides of the ball, they're real happy that it's there because they know it's going to be a competitive game.
Kevin, might be the same three guys yourself, Ben, Jarvis, and Heath this week that it was last week. What kind of advice have you just given Ben Jarvis? He's a young guy, a rookie guy. About playing a game like this?
You know, just be yourself. You can't try to, you know, do everything, put all the load on your shoulders. You just be yourself and play football, and everything will take care of itself.
What have you seen from him so far that, you know, as a young guy that has led you to believe, and Bill obviously to believe, that he can help you guys?
Well, he's a very smart guy. He's a very smart football player. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and I think that's why Bill really likes him.
What do you see as the improvements of your guys' offense from week to week? What do you see?
Well, most importantly, we got to be consistent, and I think that's the number one thing, just be consistent in all areas.
Is there more comfort level now with Matt? Now that you've played a little while, you guys kind of used to it.
Comfort level's been there. It's not been playing with him a while. Matt's been here for 4 years. We've been playing preseason games and everything else, practice with him, so we have to be comfortable with him.
One thing that's, I think, showing up more the last couple of weeks, at least for us, I think Randy's downfield blocking. I mean, is that something that you as a running back have noticed? Is that an area he's improved, or has he always been?
How much of the game have you been watching? He's been blocking ever since he's been here. You know, he's the type of guy that, you know, he'll talk to you during practice and let you know how he feels. This guy attacks certain ways of the cornerback and how he's going to attack him for blocking. So it's nothing, no surprise to me.
You've been here so many years and you've seen a lot of injury situations. Is this in your mind, like, one of the worst times as far as the number of players that are either out or nursing injuries?
Football, it's going to happen, and I think that's why you have guys that's backing them up, and coaches have the trust in them to do their job.
Kevin Falk, Ellis Hobbs.
What makes them still explosive right now?
The fact that they have the potential. You know, well, whether it's one thing on offense or another that hasn't got that team clicking yet, I don't know, but, you know, it's still there. You know, I look at them as a team. They can go out there and they can put points on the board at any given time of the game.
Is this the biggest challenge?
No, go ahead. I was just going to ask you about Peyton Manning. He's been under a little bit more pressure this year, but he's still getting it done. How dangerous is Peyton still in your mind?
You know, like I said, Peyton's a great quarterback. I think this is the time where he really shows his true self as far as, like, rising to the occasion and things like that, you know, where you look back over the years where he's had adversity during the games, and somehow, some way, he's always managed to pull them out. Now it's during the season. You know, like I said, he has the talent around him. He has the talent. You know, it's just a matter of them pulling it together, and they're definitely looking to get back on track.
What have you told Will Hyde and Wheatley and those guys about Peyton and what to expect?
Expect everything and prepare yourself as much as you can. And even when you think you prepared yourself enough and saying, like, you think you have a route covered, you know, you never have a route covered tight enough. You know, where Peyton can make that comeback throw, he can make the deep ball, he can fit it in the tight coverage, things like that, man. You have to play for 60 minutes against him.
How do you prepare for their tempo and their speed? As the coach said, they're probably faster than any team you played and the way they run things.
I think it's more of a mental game where knowing what to expect going into the game and how you're going to play against it and how you're going to perform against it. You know, if you go in there with the mentality of it's going to be a slow-paced game or, you know, take your time, this and that, you're fooling yourself. You know, I played them plenty of times now in championship situations, regular season, that you know what type of tempo to expect, and everybody else has to expect that too.
How was the first game back there without Rodney, communication-wise, and just, you know, adjusting to life without him?
It was fine. You know, like I said, the guys that we put in all the time when Rodney was here, you know, during practice and in certain situations, you know, they have enough reps as far as I'm talking about Brandon. He has enough reps, and any other guys that's come in besides him where, you know, it's no difference, man. We're all prepared well.
Different building, but probably still just as loud as ever, huh?
I'm pretty sure, you know, it's Sunday night football. You know, these guys are looking to get back on track. They're playing the Patriots. You know, everybody tries to over-dramatize this, man. It's going to be a crazy scene.
Tell us, how's your shoulder?
Shoulder's fine, man. Day to day, but we're getting there. We're moving along.
I feel a little bit, Bill was saying that the scouting report for this one looks like a phone book. Feel a little like Groundhog Day when you play these guys?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing over and over. It's almost like we didn't even have to go over the scouting report long enough for the personnel. We know those guys. You know who's going to be out there. You know what positions they're playing. Like I said, they played against us. We played against them. And like I said, I've been here 4 years, man. I've played them enough. So, you know, it's definitely getting repetitive.
Why doesn't this have a different feel? I mean, they're 3-4. You guys without Brady, a lot of people think that it's not the same Colts-Patriots clash where both teams are undefeated.
Why doesn't it have the different feel? I don't know, man. Like I said, I think it's just, you know, the intensity of the game never leaves. You know, where when you go out there, you know what to expect from each team. Neither team wants to lose. One team feels like they got their backs against the wall. The other team feels like they have their back against the wall, something to prove, this and that. And so, you know, it's just a very intense situation. So regardless of the players, you know, it's still an NFL football game that both teams need to win.
Else, what's been the key to the success of the kickoff return team? I know you're leading the league at, it's more than 30 of return. How have you guys been so successful consistently on this year?
Consistently with the mentality of telling ourselves, you know, we got to get that ball out there. We got to get a good offensive position on the field. Me personally, you know, where every time I go back there, I feel like I can break one. You know, no matter what it is, all I need is a couple blocks. I can take care of them a couple myself, and I just try to go out there with the mentality of catching that ball first and holding on to it, and don't let my teammates know.
Do you ever think, you know, if I didn't do kickoff return, I could maybe save my health or with the shoulder stuff like that?
I think so. Yeah, I think if I didn't do it, but you know, it's required of me. I can see if I was doing it very poorly. But, you know, it's a positive in my game right now, positive for the team. And, you know, well, we have a depth at cornerbacks and things like that where if I do need a blow or something like that. But special teams are special teams for a reason. You know, that one special play, like I said, I feel like I can do it to a very high level, man. I'm going to continue to do it.
Dan Copen.
Not from what I've seen. You know, they play the way they play. And, you know, that's a fast, aggressive, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I really couldn't tell you what they do offensively. But, you know, they play the way they play, and they play hard. And expecting nothing less on Sunday.
Yeah, but Coach Belichick talked about the improvements they've made on defensively the past couple of years. What specifically have you seen on the defensive side of the ball that they've improved?
No, I mean, they got great motors out there. You know, they don't stop on plays, and they always you know, finish hard, and you know, you see a lot of D linemen running after the ball and causing plays that way. So you really got to stay on blocks and you know, keep them tied up.
How unique a player is Bob Sanders?
You know, he's unique. You know, he's, you know, the best at what he does in the NFL. And you know, when he's on the line of scrimmage or down there, you know, he's as physical as they come too. So you know, he's a special player.
Vince Wilfork.
I think both sides was happy. You know, got a chance to hear my side of, you know, my story and how I approached the game. Got a chance to hear what he had to say about, you know, the whole situation of my past history and, you know, playing football and all that good stuff. So I think we both left out pretty happy.
Do you expect to be fined or suspended?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm still waiting. But like I said, I walked out pretty happy, satisfied with how it went.
Did he give you an idea of when, if it could go down?
I mean, sometime this week. I don't know. I'm just waiting. I mean, when you guys find out, I'll find out. So, I mean, it's very productive. I mean, got a chance to get to know me as a person, as a player also. So, we'll see. But at the same time, I'm very happy. You know, I got a chance to sit down and have a one-on-one with him. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of things he learned from me, and I learned a lot about him. So we'll go forward from here. Whatever happened, we'll go forward from here.
Do you rethink at all your style of play? Because you mentioned the history of it. Do you rethink how you play and maybe be a little more cautious?
I mean, I play hard, and that's one thing I stress to him. I'm very passionate about the game. I play hard. I mean, sometimes it might be too hard, and I told him that. So we'll go from here. You know, I told him, you know, I'll try to change my style up a little bit, you know, and hopefully get a better slate. But as of right now, you know, I got a pretty bad one out there. But we hit some areas that needed to be touched on from my standpoint and from his standpoint. We both listened to each other, and I think that was the main thing.